Hey, what's going on, Strongpreneur Nation? Today, I want to give you a wake-up call and give you four reasons why you should stop calling yourself a leader. All right, leadership is a topic that is always sexy. Everybody's always talking about it. Everyone's an expert on it. And over the last few days, I've had so many conversations about leadership and business and read a lot of different posts that people are throwing out there. And so I just wanted to weigh in Strongpreneur style and give you what I believe are four reasons you need to stop calling yourself a leader. Reason number one. Oh, and by the way, if you want to head over to YouTube, the Tom Reber YouTube channel, I actually talk about this same thing in a video. So anyway, here we go. Number one reason you should stop calling yourself a leader is you continue to not reach your goals. Listen, every year you set goals in your business and each year you fall short. If that's happening to you, then you're not being a leader because a true leader wins. He gets results. Okay, you can have a great name, a great game plan. You can have great players. You can have a ton of support. You can be a really likable person. But at the end of the day, you're going to be judged by wins and losses. So if you're not getting results, the results that you were hired to get, then you're not being the right, you're not the right leader for the team. Second reason why you should stop calling yourself a leader is you want all the credit. Listen, I have a big ego and you all know that. And I want the world to know that I'm kicking butt. But if I get really honest with myself, I know deep down that a real leader does not want the attention on himself when things are going well. Instead, he's going to point to the people in the organization or on the team and say, they're the ones that are responsible for the win. They're the ones that should get the credit. The only time that a leader should pull the attention on himself is when his team is getting their butt kicked and fails. It's like the football coach who, after the game, coach, you guys pulled the win out today. Yeah, I'm a great coach and blah, blah, blah. No, he doesn't pull the attention on himself. When they win, he puts the attention on his players and says, you know what, our guys showed a lot of heart today. They really rallied. They stepped up, did their jobs. I'm really proud of them. Okay, when the team loses, a good coach is going to say, hey, listen, I got to do a better job coaching. This one's on me. All right, third reason that you should stop calling yourself a leader is if you find yourself in a situation where you're not creating more leaders. Okay, because you're the center of everything, others can't grow to their full potential because you want all the credit. And what happens when they can't grow to their full potential, they leave your company. And so you have this massive churn rate of talent coming in and out of your company because you don't do what needs to be done to create more leaders. So a real leader is going to find talent, he's going to develop talent, and he's going to create the type of culture that talented people want to stay in and want to give their lives to. All right, which leads me to the fourth reason that you should stop calling yourself a leader. It's because your people don't feel safe. They don't feel safe. Do yourself a favor. Go to Google, type in Simon Sinek, Why Good Leaders Make You Feel Safe, and watch that TED Talk. It's phenomenal. The bottom line is that if the environment is right in your organization, people are going to feel safe. Okay, there are a lot of things that are beating people up every day. A lot of threats to their livelihood and their way of life and their families. Okay, a true leader will sacrifice his or her own comfort, his or her own opinion or position in order to provide safety for the people that they serve. All right, so hey, at the end of the day, the leader sets the tone. So if you're not reaching your goals, if you're looking for all the credit, you're not creating leaders, and your people don't feel safe around you, you should probably fire your own ass, all right? So with that, we're out with another edition, a solo cast of the Strongpreneur Nation podcast. Curious how you measure up as a leader? Shoot me an email. Let me know which of these resonates with you the most. And with that, Travis, bring in the guitars.